What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? And until like 10 seconds ago, Ramona was a ship at sea, and she just dared to ask me if I'm ready. If I'm ready, I've been sitting in this same chair for a half hour. How long have you been sitting in your chair, Ramona?
Since recording 56 seconds.
That's right. Did you have a little problem? I mean, did they have to replace the engine? I thought they were just doing the brake pads.
They were. He put the pads on. The rotors came, and they weren't the right size, and the company said they have to get them, so I have to go back tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
No, it doesn't. Well, first of all, what do you mean, though? So they're saying you need rotors?
Yeah.
Do we trust these people?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Were you getting a metal sound? When's the last time you had your brakes done? Were you getting a squeaking sound or a metal grinding sound?
A metal sound. That's rotors. I know they sound like
you,
that.
So you kept driving on it?
No! I swear that's what I told Justin. One day last week, they started doing it. And now, I mean, it took them a couple days to do that. So
you're saying the metal sound just started?
Like last week.
Then you shouldn't need new rotors. They can be resurfaced. They can be.
I'm not doing all that. I drive too much.
Rotors are expensive. They give you a price?
Yeah, I already paid them. I got it all taken care of.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying in there. What are you waving your arms at? And so after you left there, did you run into the accident on the highway?
I saw it afterwards.
So it was
cleared off.
Oh, so they were. See, I got stuck in that.
Did you?
On my way here. Yeah.
I want people to use their blinkers going over that track. Please. I am begging you.
Because
your blinker.
They get in the right lane, then they go straight.
Yeah.
With no signal.
Please. Right. Please.
Right. There should be. You've got to make it plain for the idiots. You gotta have some marks there in the road. One lane goes right.
What I say when I go by, I think it's pretty plain.
Well, one lane, the right lane goes right. The other goes straight or left. That's how it's got to be. You got to put some marks in the road because the idiots don't do that. They get in the right lane and then at the last second, with no blinkers, as Ramona said, they go straight. And if you want to make it over those tracks when the light's green, you've got to be in the left lane and you've got to be unimpeded by idiots who suddenly decide they're not going to turn right.
This is true.
Right. So it's actually an issue of you need the lanes marked. You need the lanes marked. Just put an arrow in the right lane. You only go right. The left lane goes straight or left. And then you don't have this problem of the people not giving their signals. And honestly, for some of them, I see why they're a little confused. Because it is a little confusing. It's not marked.
Well, this guy was turning and didn't use a signal. So that's a problem for me, too.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it, Ramona, with 10 seconds to spare. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah. And this is like the longest brake job in history, a two-day brake job in which they don't finish the first time. So does that mean you could be getting here at the exact same time tomorrow?
No.
Oh, you start a little earlier tomorrow? You start a little sooner, you're going to get here right at... You made it like 10 seconds. I already had you covered there. Keanu and Sam were prepared to... fill in the
saw that.
All right, we have lots to get to. It's basically we might talk a little bit about the Patriots last night. Look, the reality is I knew exactly what the Patriots were going to be. We've told you that. I told you they're more like a 500 team this year. They weren't good last year, and they got slaughtered in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl loser always sucks the next year. Then you had the Vrabel offseason distractions. I don't think he handles distractions like Kiffin does. At the collegiate level, and so I don't like that situation. Drake May will play a lot better than he played last night. I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about the whole team. I just don't think they're very good, and I don't think they were very good last year. I think they benefited from an extremely convenient schedule, And in this year's schedule is not nearly as convenient. I think Buffalo, as I said before, the year runs away with that division. I'd be really surprised on any alternative, any other outcome to that. All right, we have to talk about the rest of the world of college football, which we have not discussed at all to this point. We talked about South Carolina a little bit. Maybe like one phone call's worth about Florida State. But we have to go back and cover everything that happened this past weekend before we move forward with what's going to happen this weekend. And then on top of that, tomorrow is 9/11. And we are going to do our normal 9/11 show. So we'll invite you to participate in that as well as participate in the football weekend on tomorrow's show. So we have all of those things to get to as a part of today's conversation. I'm sorry, Ramona. That's Daredevil. He wants to talk about what? We'll get to that. All right, we'll get to that as soon as we come back. All right, Ramona. I want to start by going back to last week and start to review some of those games. We have not mentioned the You Pick 'Em contest at all this week. It's been two solid days, 8 hours of Clemson review and commentary and anger management and all of those type of things. I'm done with that now. We are going to be done with that. So I'm not going to take, 4 hours worth of calls on that again. It's been 8 hours worth. All six lines were lit at 6:59 the last 2 days. I'm not going to do that again. We've covered it. It's been covered. And I apologize to you texters if you felt left out the last couple days. It was impossible. It was unavoidable. The phone calls have to take precedence because those people are waiting on hold. And there was nowhere to go with it. I mean, all six lines were lit for all 8 hours. So we're not going to do that today. All right, we're gonna move on. That's what Clemson needs to do. I don't know what you can read from a Georgia Southern game. In my mind, given what we witnessed, I think the answer is nothing. I think what you hope to take out of it is a little confidence. You hope to play well and take some confidence out of it. Whether that confidence is real or imagined doesn't matter. It would be beneficial moving forward at this point. That's all you can take out of it. Now, you can't sit there and tell me, well, we're going to be more physical this week. No, the time to be physical was Saturday. It's not against Georgia Southern. Clemson should have the same type of advantage against Georgia Southern that LSU had against Clemson, maybe even to a greater extent. If that doesn't happen, then there's something even more wrong. This is one of these lose-lose situations. I don't see how you win anything in this, even if you win by 50. I don't see how you win by anything in this. You're not proving anything by stomping Georgia Southern after getting dismantled by LSU. But the alternative is worse. What you can't have is a repeat of the Troy thing last year. You can't have Georgia Southern coming in here thinking that they can compete, and apparently that's what they think. And, of course, they may have the best quarterback on the field. Now, I do not like Max Johnson. I am no fan of Max Johnson. I have never been a fan of Max Johnson. I think fundamentally he sucks, but he still may be the best quarterback on the field. I heard Quark's guy earlier talking about how, Max Johnson's played in all these big road games. Yeah, he's lost them all. So, I don't know how much that matters. This is a game that Clemson needs to just stomp Georgia Southern and eliminate them. And if that doesn't happen, then it gets even worse. So other than the possibility of a little confidence out of this game, there's not even any benefit to this game now. So we'll see how that plays out. And I'll tell you what I think about it a little bit later. In fact, that may or may not come today. We'll see. We have a lot of review of the entire world of college football to do, and a lot of preview of the entire college football world to do, and that is going to take most of the next 2 days. All right, so that's where we are. All right, Ramona, I want to start going back through this from last week. We'll get to Daredevil on the other side. I want to start going back through this. And the You Pick 'Em results were published a couple days ago. I guess I won the week. I went 6-3. Mickey went 5-4, and then there were some 4-5s and worse. I felt like I should have hit the Ole Miss game. They were up 14 with 5 minutes left, and somehow didn't cover that. But that's the way it goes. This to me is still like a discovery phase. And week two is going to be more of the same. I'm happy with the 6-3 in week one, but I'm not, that leads me no certainty to week two. I am still very much in the discovery phase on all these teams, and I don't feel very certain about any of this right now. But let's go back, Ramona, and let's go back and review these games, start with the first one, which was last Thursday. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because I have a feeling that we spent some time on that on Friday. But Colorado went to Georgia Tech and beat them. And it was clear that Deion Sanders and his coordinators had a game plan that involved them being way more physical than they were last year and not getting trucked again. Now, there was no Haynes King to truck them, and that offense looked very much different for Georgia Tech. It did not look as innovative. It did not look as imaginative. It looked like some morphing of a pro style with what they were doing last year, and it just didn't come off. And Colorado really ruled the day. Georgia Tech's run game, which was so dynamic a year ago under Faulkner and with Kings at the helm, and really threatened the edges repeatedly. And part of that was the attention that King demanded. But they didn't do any of that. I mean, you have two talented running backs, and they didn't do anything. I mean, the Georgia Tech rushed for like 50 yards in the game. And so Colorado, with a smaller team and 11 new defensive players, 11 fresh transfers, completely stoned Georgia Tech's run game. Meanwhile, Colorado ran at will, seemingly at will, with multiple backs against Georgia Tech. Honestly, if the Colorado quarterback situation was better, they would have won that game by 3 touchdowns. They were the better team. I mean, no one could have watched that game and thought Colorado didn't deserve to win. They did deserve to win. They were the better team. And I did think that Colorado was going to upset Georgia Tech. So that much happened. Ramona, you had Georgia Tech in that game. You did not get off to a great start.
Yeah, I did bad this week.
But there was a lot of that to go around. And I just think week one is really difficult in general. You went 2-7?
Yes.
You weren't the only 2-7, though.
No.
And there were a lot of 6 losses, too. Week one is always tough to me. And I think week two is tough too. Like I said, I don't think there are any guarantees on this right now. I don't feel any certainty. I don't feel like, well, this went pretty well in week one, so it's going to go well in week two. I don't know that at all. There are a number of these games on this week's slate that I feel far less than certain about. Sort of similar to last week. We'll continue this conversation. Continue a review of the games just in general from last weekend, and the games that were on our Pick'em contest. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Daredevil, I'll get to you on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
There are many reasons why families across South Carolina love First Steps 4K. Children get a safe place to learn, play, make friends, and build the skills they'll need for their future. Enrollment is happening now. Visit free4ksc.org.
The games may end, but the opinions never stop.
You're totally off base on this.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside. And that kind of
people could not get in the last 2 days, but you can get in now. Daredevil! What's going on, Daredevil, on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line?
Man, just sitting around enjoying your program,
thank
sir.
You, Daredevil. Thank you.
You know, I never worry about it raining in my house, ever. I dare it to try.
That's right.
I got a gill strap roof.
There you go.
2 years ago, when they came, I didn't have power or a telephone, but I got a roof. And they came back so many times. I wanted to get their drink order, maybe order a pizza. I mean, they wouldn't stop like 4 or 5 days. They just kept coming. I mean, it wasn't annoying, but the dogs go nuts. You know how that is. Yeah. And I'd be out in the yard, and here they are again. Yeah. Hey, sir, they're back. And I couldn't find a single nail. But now, a couple weeks ago, I should have called sooner, a few of my buddies from high school, we had a get-together at Twin Peaks. And I know scenic views, lots of TVs, blah, blah, blah. For you people that can see, more power to you. Y'all just look all you want. I want to talk about the cheesesteak. I'm a bit of a connoisseur of cheesesteak sandwiches. I try them. A lot of people don't get it even close to right. A fast food cheesesteak, don't even think about it. I won't name nobody. Just don't do it. But I said, I asked the young lady, can you have them cut it in half for me? They did. She brings it out. She shows me where my food is. She shows me where my fries is. Shows me the little cup of ketchup, which a lot of times I would have shoved my fingers in, not knowing it was there. But it has happened. But she showed me, and I said, all right, stand back. I asked them to add jalapenos to it, and oh, baby, Walt, that thing was so good.
That is awesome, and now I'm starving because a great cheesesteak, a great like Philly-style cheesesteak, that's about as good as it gets.
I've never been to Philly, but I'm not thinking it can be much better. Man, that thing and the jalapenos just gave it a little kick.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy. And I think we sent you a video if you want to retweet it.
Oh, yeah. I got to look for
it's, that. Retweet it and they can see it. But it was fantastic. I don't care how your team does. You got to eat, brother.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm about 225, and I love eating.
You sent me that on Twitter?
I think we did, sir. Didn't we tweet it to him? We had to tag you. I'm not sure what we did, but I might can have her email it maybe. I don't know how that technology works, man.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, Twin Peaks, I don't know about the other food. I know everything I've had is good, but thing is, I ain't able to try nothing because I don't go that often, and I'm getting the same thing every time.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I get that. Thank you, dear Devil.
Thank you, buddy.
You very much. Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. How about that, Ramona? I want that sandwich badly. I don't see where I have that here, and I would actually like to retweet that. So if you get it, send it to me again or whatever. All right, miles to go. Also, we've got to talk about the map poll and what happened, who we voted for as a group, and where I disagree. I want to talk about all of those things. All right, so we're working backwards right now because we haven't had a chance to do this at all. So we're going back to the before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. How about this? The Clemson football ticket giveaway by Roto-Rooter. 4 lower-level tickets to every Clemson home game. This ends by the South Carolina home game. Roto-Rooter is giving away 4 lower-level Clemson football tickets to every home game this season. Wow. All right, to enter, you just visit the Roto-Rooter of Greenville or Roto-Rooter of Anderson Facebook page. Follow the page, like the giveaway post, and comment who do you bring to the game. Enter once, and you're eligible all season. A winner will be announced the Wednesday before every Clemson home game. So you got to get in on that. So you go to Roto-Rooter of Greenville or Roto-Rooter of Anderson Facebook page. You follow the page and like the giveaway post and comment on who you bring to the game. And that gets you registered for the whole year. How about that? That is very cool from our friends at Roto-Rooter. By the way, they give you free estimates. So before you spend money on plumbing work, get a free estimate from Roto-Rooter. Been given an expensive quote for a plumbing repair? Thinking about getting some plumbing work done this fall? Call Roto-Rooter for a free estimate before you do anything. Roto-Rooter has served the upstate for more than 40 years. Nobody's close. Nobody's close to that level of expertise. And we'll shoot you straight. You'll know exactly what it will cost for a licensed, background-checked, and drug-screened plumber. Really important to complete your project. And the estimate will not cost you a penny before you do anything. You call my friends at Roto-Rooter. I promise you will thank me later. All right. And again, Go to rotorooter.com. It's the Upstate, Roto-Rooter Anderson, Roto-Rooter Greenville, it's Roto-Rooter the Upstate. All right, lots to get to, Ramona. Let's get back to this breakdown of the games from last week. And somehow, some way, I appear to have lost it. So do you have the Bennett equipment results from last week?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's go through them. I think it's on this next page. Okay, I got it too.
All right. I have it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you were reluctant, Ramona, on the point thing. You thought it was too many points last week, a lot of times.
A lot of these I thought was too many points.
They turned out not to be too many points.
Yeah, I know.
We'll find out whether that influenced your thinking for this week or not.
I'm not going to tell you how I did it.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I did it the easy way. I did it the way I never do it.
What? What? Wait, what? You did it the easy way? You did it the way you never do it?
Yeah.
Could you offer any sort of explanation on what the hell you
I
just said?
Most of the home games.
Okay. So you're picking the home teams.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going any more two ways to win.
No, I will use that in the future.
Oh, use two ways to win in the future.
I don't trust myself right now because I did so badly. Okay.
You know, it's only been 1 week.
I know. I don't care. I could at least got a few more. I only got two right.
1 week, though. It's just 1 week. That could happen to anybody. That could happen to me.
It did happen to anybody, but it happened to me. I didn't want to get that many wrong.
Well, there was a lot of company last week.
I didn't expect 10.5 for LSU.
Yeah.
To be way off like that.
Yeah. Yeah, neither did I.
Goodness gracious.
Neither did I. All right. Game two, Miami and Stanford. I went with Miami here. I think the breakdown was, what was it? It was slightly in favor of Miami. Yeah.
What am I doing?
We're going.
Telling you. Oh, it's not there anymore.
What's not there anymore?
The breakdown of who took what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The numbers aren't there. Yeah. But I think most went with Miami. You did not.
I did not.
You See? Actually sided with 24
Kwok. 24.5 points.
You sided with Kwok. Normally, you are opposed to Kwok.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it was too many points. What's up with that?
Well, it wasn't because Miami smacked the living crap out of them.
I know.
So, here's the thing. Miami lost the national championship game last year by a whisker. Stanford only wins the national championships on, like, women's tiddlywinks, okay? Because in football, they sort of suck. So you had a team that barely lost the national championship against sort of sucks. And somehow you thought 24.5 was too many points. I will say this. I know this could sound a little odd. I actually came away somewhat impressed with Stanford in that beatdown. In part because Davis Warren, the quarterback, I actually think played pretty well, all things considered. He gets the ball out of his hands very quickly. He's throwing it with some conviction and accuracy, and he spins it pretty well. This is not the same Davis Warren I watched at Michigan. The guy I saw at Michigan sucked out loud. This guy I watched for Stanford, that I've watched the last 2 weeks, has actually impressed me. I had him down at the bottom of my, towards the bottom of my ACC quarterback rankings. And quite honestly, I would have to move him up based on what I've seen. Now, the other thing is this. Stanford was missing three starting offensive linemen. And so they're better than they appeared. You know, Ford didn't get much done from a running back standpoint against Miami, but he probably wasn't going to, especially without three starting offensive linemen. But I think moving forward, I think they've got a little something. I, you know, I'm going to be interested in watching them because Ford is a pretty good running back. I really like what I've seen out of Davis Warren in 2 weeks. And like I said, they were missing three starting offensive linemen. So I think you have to weigh that in terms of what happened. So I'm actually going to be looking at Stanford moving forward, thinking that this team is going to be a little more competitive than we thought. I don't think people should look at that score and say, oh, they just suck again, that Stanford sucks again, because I'm not sure they do suck again. And we need to get back to the Sex Out Loud bottom 10, which we will do next week. Hey, Ramona, you know why we can't have a Sex Out Loud bottom 10 this week?
Why?
Why do you think?
Because Clemson's
be
beyond
first.
It.
They'd be first.
not to laugh at y'all's pain.
No, so we would... We have to skip. We can't do the Sucks Out Loud this week. That, actually, that had nothing to do with it. It just had to do with the fact that we've had 2 days where we haven't been able to talk about anything but what happened in LSU Clemson. So Miami gets it done in convincing fashion, and they look good. Well, you know, let me say this. Their run game was not good. This is a new offensive line with four new pieces and the only returning piece playing in a different position. And they did not – I was not very impressed with the offensive line for Miami. I think they have some growing up to do. Now, how long that takes, I don't know. But that's one thing to keep in mind as you look ahead to Clemson and Miami down the road here, is that the Miami offensive line is still – in progress, and they did not dominate the line of scrimmage. They, and quite honestly, they did not run the ball very successfully at all. And so I want to see Miami be able to replicate that and get back to playing physical football. They beat Stanford with simply skill at the quarterback and skill at the wide receivers. They beat Stanford because Malachi Toney is an absolute freak. And he might win the Heisman Trophy. You know, I wrote during that game that he may, if he stays healthy, he may have 2,000 yards receiving. I don't look. Stanford did some things. They're playing a lot of man coverage, and then I don't know what they're really thinking regarding Malachi Toney. But and Malachi Toney is going to see much more significant coverage moving forward. But I don't think it matters. And he's a little stronger and probably a little quicker. His short area quickness is insane. He led the nation in yards after the catch last year by a ton, and he's going to do the same thing. So now they have, I think the receiving core is more versatile and deeper than it was a year ago. So they didn't have to run it against Stanford, but they're going to have to establish that run moving forward. So it wasn't a perfect game from Miami by any stretch. You saw the skill talent, but they need to get better without question. They need to improve in those areas. We'll talk more about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Want to stay up to date with everything The Roar has to offer? Follow us on social media at The Roar FM so you never miss a live show or event. The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, where Daredevil just told you about Gilstrap Roofing. He even talked about it. They kept coming back to make sure that they didn't miss a single nail. That's the kind of professionalism and dedication, and that's why all his neighbors wanted Gilstrap to do their roofs too, because they saw firsthand the work that Gilstrap did for Daredevil. And here's the thing. They've been doing the same quality work for nearly 100 years. For over 90 years. You want to know who the most trusted roofer is in the upstate? There's no doubt. It's Gilstrap Roofing. It's unbelievable. Ramona sings the praises of Brian Gilstrap and the integrity and the honesty and everything else all the time, and with good reason. Not to mention the fact he donates heavily to our Tigers for Tatas campaign every year. These people have been doing it the right way in your community for almost a friggin' century. That's nuts. They've been serving the upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. From Krispy Kreme.
From the freezer.
That she stores in the freezer and such. So she's bringing me like a donut every like few days.
These time-released donuts.
Today she says, now, they were in my glove compartment and they were frozen, but the car was really hot all the time they were working on it.
So she said,
do you think they're still good? I mean, I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean? I said, to eat? And she said, yeah. She said, well, I'll give you one and you eat it. And then if you're okay 30 minutes from now, I'll eat the other one.
Well, that's the best way to tell, don't you think?
Oh, Lord. Robert in Georgia on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Robert, what's going on?
I'm doing pretty good, guinea pig. What about you?
Ramona apparently thinks she's like the king queen, and like I'm the jester tester.
Yeah.
That's right. I want to talk about some games this weekend, but you're talking about Miami. You know what? Before the season, I told you that I got Darren Mensah for the Heisman at 10-1 odds. I placed a $60 wager. After one game, my cash out is $84.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I don't even think he's the top choice on his own team.
That's the other thing.
Tonius.
Like, should I go back and see what kind of odds I can get on Tony?
I don't think you're going to get very good odds right now because Tony looks like he's on a different planet than all the rest of the players in college football. Honestly, if you ask me who the best player in college football is, I think it's him, period. I think he's
Can he keep that up all season?
I think he can.
As a team, are they going to keep feeding him the ball like that?
Yes. Why wouldn't you? First of all, he had, as an 18-year-old, he had way more yards after the catch than any other player in college football. And what I've said all along, Robert, is not only is that, but he's just tough. He blocks everything else. I mean,
he's the whole complete package.
Like, Quack and I had this funny conversation back when it was time to select ACC teams, and Quack didn't put Tony on his first team, and Quack was talking about how people outthink themselves. And I called him. I said, Quack. I said, you're outthinking yourself. I said, put Tony on your first team. He said, but don't you think Barkate might take? I said, no, I think it's only going to make him tougher because they have more options now. But I will say this, just from a future standpoint, from a Clemson standpoint, okay, having seen Clemson LSU, having seen Miami play, I would rather play Miami than LSU. Now, that's going to be a home game, and that changes that equation too. But right now, Miami has not yet established a run game. And so right now, when I look at Clemson's defense, the best players are Brown and the newbies in the secondary. So I think they actually match up a little better with a passing attack than they do with an attack that is primarily ground-oriented right now, as LSU was.
Yeah, absolutely. But didn't you kind of figure – I mean, honestly, Walt, I said it on air. I thought Miami was going to fling it around.
But I expect balance from them. They have to You return a guy who dominated the college football playoff, who rushed for over 500 yards and is the leader of your football team in Fletcher. The thing is, his preseason number was 9-something. I didn't think he'd get that. I actually don't think he's the best running back on the team.
Yeah, I took him as to get over. So he needs to get over that 9-something.
Good luck with that one. I don't think he's getting there.
Yeah, no lie. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's a long season.
Yeah.
The couple of games, well, three of them. BYU-Arizona, I think, is a big game. California coming to Syracuse. I mean, is California going to start off 0-2?
I think they are.
That's a good team.
I think they are going to start 0-2.
And see, that's a good team. And then what is the Oklahoma-Michigan game now?
It's I think it's 5.5.
Is that must-watch TV now like it kind of was beginning of the season?
Look, I said before the year Michigan was a 2-point favorite. I said, give me Oklahoma. It was a preseason spread pick. I've got to check those spreads because I gave out some preseason spread picks, but that was one I gave out. So I have Oklahoma +2. And I still like Oklahoma -5.5. I think Michigan's in enormous trouble. The Michigan Western Michigan thing was not a fluke. Western Michigan outplayed them. They were the more physical team. They completely stoned the Michigan run game, which is really disturbing for Whittingham.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is Underwood is acting like a jerk, and he also sucks right now. And I warned about this preseason. I did not rank Michigan. I was hearing rumors out of the Michigan camp that Underwood looked bad, and I think that we through one game you can see why that is. Well, I don't think it gets any easier going up against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma has more offense now than they had a year ago, far more offense. So I don't see any way this goes well for Michigan.
Yeah, and then circling back to BYU Arizona. Man, I think BYU's got them a football team this year. And I know
they do.
Utah Tech or whoever the heck they play, Sister of the Poor. But they look pretty good with what they were doing.
Yeah, I think they have a Holy Trinity, star quarterback, running back, and receiver. I think they're old, they're tough, and I think they're proven the last 2 years. And then, you know, again, you have a 6'4", 240-pound quarterback and a 6'2", 230-pound running back. That's a problem.
They got a second guy now. Martin ain't going to have to carry the whole load like he did last year.
Well, and look, he likes that role anyway. But now, I like this Arizona team. I ranked this Arizona team before the year. I like Fifita. I like this team. My dilemma for this team is that they have a brutal road schedule. They play all the other three best teams in the league on the road, and starting with this one. So that's my dilemma with them.
Walt, I like where the top of the ACC is right now compared to other conferences. It's just a kind of a shame that our team ain't involved in it.
Yeah, well,
but I'll take your comments off the air, Walt.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Robert. Good talking to you. And quite honestly, that top might include teams like Pittsburgh and Virginia Tech. We just don't know yet, but it might include teams like that, in addition to the ones that everyone has seen. Look, I said at the kickoff show, I said all preseason, I like Miami and Louisville to play for the championship. I've not seen anything that would make me change my mind about that. I think Miami and Louisville are playing for the conference title. But I also think that Virginia could get there. I think that SMU could get there. These things are very, very, very possible. So I think there is some balance at the top. And SMU is going to play better than they played against Florida State. They truly played poorly and completely dominated Florida State and should have destroyed them. So I'm pretty optimistic about them with Jennings and company, and I think they'll get better, and you won't see a Lashley team turned over four or five times again. And then I think that both Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh are a little more dangerous than we think. But Virginia, I don't see how anybody can ignore Virginia as a possible championship team at this point. I know we've only seen them in one real contest, but I said before the year, I think they have the best offensive line in the ACC and maybe the best in the country. I think that's who they are. They're physical. They're mature. They're athletic defensively. They had hats flying to the ball. I mean, NC State had no chance in that game. I mean, none. All right. Lots to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to. Kevin, I'm coming to you on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Lake Huey Ford and Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Huey guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakehueyautogroup.com.
See dealer for details. It's true. Lake Erie Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Erie Ford offer transparent pricing to everyone, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because it's the final days of Lake Erie's summer clearance sale. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s and Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted too. Buy now and get zero payments for 90 days. Plus, attractive financing is available. So hurry to Lake Erie. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
The only thing louder than the Upper Deck on a Saturday.
Score!
The Upstate Sports Authority. 105.5 and 97.5.
The Roar.
Where every day is game day.
For 75 years, the Upstate has trusted Cannon Roofing to protect what matters most. From the homes where families grow to the businesses that keep our communities moving, Cannon Roofing has built its reputation on quality workmanship, dependable service, and doing the job right. Three generations, 75 years, one commitment. Taking care of the Upstate, one roof at a time. When you need more than a roofing broker, trust the name that's been here for 75 years. Visit CannonRoofing.com today for more information.
Fall is here, and so is football season. Score big with Harbin Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches, railings, and garage doors. Give us a call or find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We would love the opportunity to help you achieve the dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help with your vision. Go Tigers!
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
American-owned. What's that mean to you? To us, it means community. It means family. It means supporting local farms, local businesses, local causes. It means being at your table for every tradition and celebration. It means doing right by your neighbors, not for headlines, likes, or shares, but because it's the right thing to do. Built by our customers, for our customers. Ingalls. American-owned since 1963.
Planning a fall getaway? We've got good news. Breeze Airways now offers non-stop flights to 8 destinations from GSP International Airport, including Columbus, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Hartford, Orlando, Pittsburgh, Providence, and Tampa. So whether you want to reach the beach, watch some football, or enjoy the fall colors, Breeze has a non-stop destination for you. To book your next trip from GSP, visit flybreeze.com. That's flybreeze.com.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's a first-time phone call? What does that process look like?
When you call Snyder Tree Care, you get an individual on the phone that's